Australia's biggest cattle company, AACo, has today released its half-year financial results, and they look pretty good. The Australian Agricultural Company is sitting on a first-half operating profit of $23.5 million. Hugh Killen, the boss of AACo, joins us this afternoon. How are you, Hugh?
G'day, Matt. Thank you for having me again, mate.
The company's operating profit, it continues to climb. Overall, you've clawed back a lot of losses. What are you putting that down to?
Yeah, we're really pleased with the first half performance. It's actually, there's a couple of things that are playing through here. One is the focus that we've had on the last couple of years on, you know, creating a simpler business and, you know, getting expense out of the business and really building our brands and our supply chains. And so that foundational work we've done has been really important to responding to COVID-19. So I think it's a combination of both, and the fact that, you know, when we were starting our financial year in April, we responded really quickly and swiftly to making sure that we, you know, had the right markets open. We could actually reallocate our product globally to get, you know, relatively good pricing. So, you know, it's good that that's played out well in the first half of this year. Like anything, Matt, it's a game of two halves, and I think, you know, the second half of the year will be probably more challenging in many ways than the first.
Although when you're facing record cattle prices, is it really that difficult to get things on the up?
I think record cattle prices, it's great if you're selling cattle to people who are restocking at the moment. The real issue that we've got is, you know, the cattle herd in Australia is at 20-year lows. So it's availability of cattle to slaughter that I think is going to be the issue for the Australian beef industry, is that works through, you know, what's been a really challenging at least 3 to 5 years on drought, depending where you are, or longer. And I think, you know, that's no different for AACo. We've, you know, we've been through droughts and floods, and, you know, our volumes will be down as a result. And that's one of the things we've been talking about a little bit in our releases today, was to, you know, just to outline the fact that, you know, while we're doing a really good job at selling our meat at a higher price, the volumes will remain a little bit, will remain curtailed as we, you know, just work through the impacts of, you know, really difficult seasonal conditions the last few years.
Yeah, the difference in cattle sales, and make sure you pull me up here, Hugh Killen, if I've read it incorrectly. I've got here, in the six-month period this year, AACo looking at about $41 million worth of cattle sales. Same period last year, close to $80 million. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, it's 41.1 versus 77. And, you know, it's a $35.9 million difference. And that's actually directly related to turnoff because of the drought. You know, it's an issue for the wider beef industry, and I think it's been very challenging for many of the large businesses, and you know, we'll have to work through that and see how that plays out over the next little while.
The company's doing well. Things are on the up, and yet AACo applied for JobKeeper payments and has already received $4 million in cash payments from the taxpayers of Australia. Do you feel that passes the pub test?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, JobKeeper was determined, you know, based on, you know, an April reference month and turnover in that month. And, you know, if you cast your mind back to April, that was the beginning of our financial year, and it was right in the middle of COVID-19. When that hit us, it was really unprecedented. You know, all 16 of our global export markets effectively shut down overnight. And, you know, when you consider this and the fact that, you know, it required us to completely replan the business, including laying some staff off, standing staff down, reducing the hours our people were working, including, you know, taking salary cuts for the executives, and having to replan our entire business. It was absolutely appropriate at the time. And I think JobKeeper did exactly what it was required, what it was designed to do, and to keep our people in our jobs. And it gave us the flexibility and the ability to, you know, be able to be effective in the first half of this year.
Is AACo still on the JobKeeper drip?
No, we're not.
So when we read that AACo qualified for $6.7 million in payments and has received $4 million, does that mean that it'll end at $4 million?
There will be a little bit more that flows through from JobKeeper, just because it's the final month to flow through. But we're not going to be going, we won't be asking for JobKeeper in the next 6 months of this year. One of the areas that we're really interested in looking at and working out this way that we can grow jobs, for instance, is in JobMaker. And especially for people, you know, in your part of the world, the fact that, you know, the government's giving employers like us incentives to put people on apprenticeships, etc., is, I think, a really interesting thing for us to look at. So the JobKeeper piece has done its job for us. You know, now we'll focus on, you know, going on from here, and hopefully, you know, if there's something we can do on the job maker front, we'll focus there.
A question from our audience, Hugh Killen. The question is, how does AACo intend to deal with the challenges around staff going home for Christmas and making sure they don't return next year with Corona?
Yeah, look, Matt, I think you and I might have talked in, you know, March, April in terms of our response to COVID-19 at the time, and the biosecurity protocols that we put in place really early, which kept cattle moving across the borders, but kept our people safe. And so we've got really good processes in place and protocols in place for people to go home. As long as the borders are open, we'll get them home. And we've got really good ways to manage our people coming back in, including, you know, isolation protocols. And We did that last year when they came in for the first round in March. So we managed a whole new workforce coming in with no coronavirus issues. I hope it'll be the same next year.
As always, when you're on the NT Country Hour, we get a question about the Livingston Abattoir near Darwin. What's happening?
Well, not a significant update on Livingston for you, Matt. You know, we're talking about, you know, challenging operating environment for all meat processors at the moment, and there are many larger businesses than ours on the record around that in the south. So I still maintain that I think there is value in it as a gateway asset. I'd like to think that, you know, we're probably getting to a point very soon where we can actually start looking at it and know what we do with that asset, and, you know, hopefully next time you ask me, I'll have a more positive answer around Livingston, Matt.
That's okay. Am I reading it correctly that that facility cost the company $1.2 million over the last 6 months?
Yeah, it does. It costs about $2 million to keep it in the state that it's in at the moment. The reason that is we actually, yeah, well, it's not mothballed. So actually what it is, it's actually not operational. All our licenses are in place, and we could hypothetically operate that plant tomorrow. So that does come with a cost, but it does give us that optionality as well. And we want to retain the value that's in that plant. And for me, that's a really important thing, because we actually want to try and solve the problem around Livingston. And, you know, once you take out that support of the plant, well, then, you know, you've got a very different thing to deal with.
How's everything looking like out in the Barkly region for AACo right now?
Yeah, well, a bit of rain coming through the north, which is welcome. They're spotty showers at the moment. There are a lot of people that are kind of already banking La Nina, but so I'd like to be seeing more weather coming through. And I think you've seen some early showers up there in Darwin, but the build-up's here, but I'm not sure that it's actually translated into a particularly spectacular start to the wet. So fingers crossed. But we have had some promising signs and early storms come through.
And just before I let you go, we've just had Marcus Rathman on the program. He's the brand new president of the Cattle Council of Australia. As the head of Australia's biggest cattle company, what would you like to see the Cattle Council getting stuck into?
Well, I mean, look, the Cattle Council is obviously an industry body representing us all as cattle producers. So, you know, we're supportive of the Cattle Council of Australia. We'd like to see it have a strong voice. You know, one of the issues that it faces, it's a funding model and how it gets funded and how it gets people to be able to put the right agendas forward. So, you know, we'd be very supportive of that coming through. We're also on the record of as well as saying, you know, in terms of the levies that, you know, companies such as us pay, that we believe they're relatively high at the moment and they're going to a good places, but we wouldn't like to see those being increased. So it'd be good for, you know, all the, you know, the PICs and the industry bodies to work out their funding model. But, you know, the Cattle Council of Australia actually really representing, you know, the cattle producers in Australia firmly would be one of the things we'd be looking for.
I know you're busy today. Thank you for making time for us.
No worries, Matt. It's always good to talk to you.
That is Hugh Killen, the Chief Executive of the Australian Agricultural Company, which has put out its half-yearly finances today. Short time ago, shares in AACo up 5.2%.